Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Carmanah Technologies Corporation fourth quarter and fiscal year 2013 results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. Instructions will be provided at that time for you to queue up for questions. Before beginning its formal remarks, Carmanah would like to remind listeners that certain portions of today's discussion may contain forward-looking statements that reflect views with respect to future events. Any such statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those projected in these forward-looking statements. For more information on the forward-looking statements and the company's risks and uncertainties relating to such forward-looking statements, please read Carmanah's annual report as filed on SEDAR, and which is also posted on their website, www.carmanah.com. All currency amounts are expressed in U.S. dollars, with the exception of the company's TSX listed share price, which is quoted in Canadian dollars. The company's financial statements are prepared in accordance with IFRS, or International Financial Reporting Standards. During this call, the company may also refer to adjusted EBITDA, a non-IFRS financial measure, which is calculated as earnings before interest, income taxes, amortization, stock-based compensation, and various one-time changes, which are detailed in their publicly filed management discussion and analysis. Carmanah uses this metric internally, in addition to others, to make strategic decisions and evaluate their performance. If anyone has any difficulties hearing the conference, please press star zero for operator assistance at any time. I would like to remind everyone that this conference is being recorded today, Friday, March 14th, 2014, at 2:00 P.M. Pacific Time and 5:00 P.M. Eastern. I would now like to turn the call over to Mr. John Simmons, Chief Executive Officer. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks, operator. I'm John Simmons, and I'd first draw your attention to today's earnings release for Q4 2013 and fiscal 2013. This release took place about an hour ago. Our call today assumes that those participating here have read this material. Accordingly, in keeping with the format that we established for conference calls in Q3 2013, I'm going to make a very brief statement and quickly open the call for your questions. As most of you will know, Carmanah has suffered through a long and sustained period of financial losses. In fact, the company has generated losses over the past five years on average of just under $5 million per year. Because of this, partway through Q3 of 2013, several board and management changes were put in place and new mandates were created. I spoke with you at the end of Q3 about our new mandate, which included three aspects. The first, to restructure the business such that operating losses stop, to do so such that the company can still pursue future growth and profitability. Finally, our mandate also included a refinancing of the company so that it is on a firm financial footing and can meet its financial commitments while supporting future growth. Today, I'm happy to report on these matters as demonstrated through our Q4 2013 results. As well, we're going to provide some guidance as to our expectations for Q1 2014, which concludes at the end of this month. First, though, I publicly want to thank all of my Carmanah colleagues. You've come together as a group and applied considerable talent and extraordinary effort to produce the results we're about to discuss. I'm still quite new here, but continue to enjoy every minute of every day. Thank you. You deserve the success that we are beginning to produce. Let's get on to the Q4 results. The restructuring efforts that we were in the stages of planning at the end of Q3 are now mostly in effect. By reorganizing our structure and largely consolidating our staff into the Victoria location, we've been able to make significant reductions in personnel and facilities costs, while at the same time creating more capacity to produce revenue. In fact, this is exactly what has happened. In Q4, our sales revenues grew by more than 50% with improved margins as compared to Q3. All of this was accomplished within a falling operating cost environment. In fact, if not for restructuring charges and asset impairment charges, Q4 would have produced an operating profit. This is a dramatic turnaround over a very short period of time. And as most of you also know, we refinanced the company during this period through the completion of a fully subscribed, in fact, oversubscribed rights offering. We not only staunched the financial bleeding, but considerably strengthened our balance sheet, which remains strong and debt-free. And one further quick note about this financing. Now our board and management owns more than 40% of the company's shares. As such, the board is totally aligned with the interests of all shareholders. But what is even more exciting for us is that we're off to a very strong start in 2014. Even though there are still a few weeks remaining in the quarter, our revenues are continuing to increase, margins are remaining at recent historical highs, and our operating costs will in fact be even lower than in Q4 2013. It's clear that Carmanna will report an operating profit in Q1. Is this the beginning of a trend? We hope so, but remain cautious. We have not been applying revised processes for long enough to have as much forward visibility as we would like. While we expect setbacks along the way, I'm confident that if these do occur, we have the resiliency to respond quickly. And now Stuart and I are happy to receive your questions. Operator?
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star, then one on your touchtone phone. If you wish to be removed from the queue, please press the pound sign or the hash key. There will be a delay before the first question is announced. If you're using a speakerphone, you may need to pick up the handset first before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then one on your touchtone phone. Mike Plaster is online with a question. Please go ahead.
Thanks very much. Good afternoon, guys. Congratulations on the good results in the quarter.
Thank you.
Just a few questions for me. First off, the gross margin came out well in Q4 there, 33%. Obviously, I think some of that is to do with some sales mix there. I see some good results for some of the segments, especially traffic. Do you have a sense of how much of that improvement can be attributed to sales mix and how much is on the cost reductions?
Mike, you're perfectly right that there is some sales mix involved in the improvements on a quarter-over-quarter basis. But I would also say that that we have begun to execute what I would call a daily discipline around the way we conduct business in such a way that we are more structured in our response to customers, and we are picking up margin points as a result of these efforts.
Okay. So I guess how do you see margins tracking going forward? I mean, do you think something in the, say, low 30s might be an achievable target or run rate going forward?
Yeah, we feel pretty confident that the fourth quarter margins are reasonable going forward.
Good. Okay. All right. Now, in I think back in January, I believe it was, you'd announced the outdoor lighting order, $1.5 million. That was, I think, some of it was going to be delivered this quarter, and the other part next quarter. What's the status of that?
Just as reported, we have delivered. We will, in the first quarter, deliver the lion's share of that order. The balance is on order, and, in fact, the order is expanding.
Oh, good. Okay. Do you see that as kind of indicative of perhaps some improved demand conditions in general in the outdoor lighting space?
Not necessarily. This was a single, very large project. And as such, it tends to overbalance the results in a single quarter. Obviously, we're delighted by the order, and But I'm not sure that it would be fair to say it's indicative of a trend.
Okay, fair enough. Now, I guess we've now sort of completed your strategic review process last year, and I realize a lot of that was kind of focused at the cost line, and you've obviously had some good success there. Have you got any thoughts you could share in terms of sort of plans at the top line going forward for driving the growth? I mean, do you have certain verticals that you're focusing on or others that you're perhaps moving away from a bit?
So I would say that, you know, what we really had here is a three-part program. The first part was the restructuring and refinancing of the business, because without stopping the operating losses, it impairs our ability to move ahead, as is the case with a balance sheet that needed refinancing. So those things are out of the way. The next phase of our activities really are focusing on growth, and I'm going to differentiate between growth and strategy here. We think that each of the business activities that we're involved in can achieve measurable growth, and we're going to apply efforts to make sure that happens. Now, this is quite separate from a longer-term strategic discussion that we're having about where we feel we can be the best in the world, where we should be applying resources. And those discussions and deliberations, which have begun but are still ongoing, will be the function, will function to direct us to add or subtract weight from these different business activities that we're currently in, which was the gist of your question. So I would say that in the interim, we are focusing on growth across all areas, and are reserving the broader strategic question for a very insightful and thoughtful period of time before we start taking those actions.
Okay, that's perfect. All right, well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. That's it for me.
Good, thank you.
And Mr. Simmons, there are no further questions. Please continue.
Having no further questions, operator, I think I'd like to give other questioners about 30 seconds to get into the queue. And if that's if there are no further questions at that time, then we'll conclude the call.
Sure. And as a reminder, that's star then one to ask your question.
Great, operator. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the conference call for today. If you have any further questions, please call our Carmana Investor Relations toll-free number at 1-877-255-8483. Thank you for participating. Please disconnect.